We end now with some allegations that abuse treatment of Afghan prisoners in the hands of NATO forces may have gone underground. In 2002, a prison officially at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan was the site of two deaths of prisoners who died after being suspended from the ceilings of their cells and brutally beaten. Now, a second secret prison, which former prisoners, according to the International Red Cross and the BBC, call the Black Prison, may be the scene of continuing abuse. The existence of the prison has been officially denied by U.S. military officials. The BBC's investigative reporter Hillary Anderson, who spoke with us earlier, gained access to the Bagram facility and reports on what she found there.
I gained access to the main jail on the Bagram Air Base, which is called the Par 1 detention facility. That is not the place where these alleged abuses are taking place. These alleged abuses are taking place in another site, which is on the Bagram Air Base, which the U.S. military will not acknowledge the existence of. The International Committee of the Red Cross has acknowledged that there is a separate structure where prisoners are being detained on the Bagram Air Base. They haven't said what it's called or anything like that. However, their acknowledgement came in a response to a question about allegations made by a number of prisoners that I interviewed, or former prisoners, who had been through a secret facility that the prisoners refer to as the Tor Jail, which translates as the Black Jail. And in this facility, they say they're being subjected to a number of interrogation techniques, including prolonged sleep deprivation, prolonged isolation, being kept in very small 2 meter by 2 meter cells, which are cold to the point of it making them shiver, where there's a light on all day and all night. Some of these people have come out of this facility and been transferred to the main jail, which is much better, but have, after a period in this secret facility, are suffering bad emotional or psychological problems, have become suicidal, depressive, and so on.
Well, the sourcing in your report and the International Red Cross report is quoting prisoners and former prisoners who say they've been through this facility. As you say, you were at the detention facility in Parwan, which is the so-called official facility near or on the Bagram base. Is it widely known among prisoners at Parwan that there's this other secret so-called black facility there?
Yes, I have to clarify. The International Committee of the Red Cross has not acknowledged that there's a facility called the Black Jail. They have simply acknowledged that there is a separate structure where detainees are being kept on the Bagram Air Base. It's the prisoners that I've talked to who have talked consistently about a place on the Bagram Air Base called the Tor Jail or the Black Jail. And yes, almost every prisoner that I talked to, and I talked to more than 20 of them who had come out of the main jail, Parwan, at Bagram, knew about the existence of this jail. It's common knowledge amongst the prisoners, without a doubt.
Do they fear it?
Yes, they do. It's you know, like I said, it's cold. It's cold cells. It's isolation, which can go on for anywhere between 3 days up to, we met somebody who'd been in isolation for 33 days.
But it's the kind of thing that if you don't behave at Parwan, there's an understanding among prisoners that you can be sent to the dark place or whatever they're calling it.
No, actually, it seems to be the other way around. It seems to be some kind of facility that you go into on your way to Parwan. Not every prisoner we talked to had been through this facility on their way to Parwan, but nine of the 20 that we interviewed had been through this facility. So it seems to be some kind of screening facility.
Wow, that's fascinating stuff. Well, let's get a sense of the scale. How many prisoners are we talking about that may have been at this facility, and what does this say about the sort of humanitarian issue in Afghanistan regarding NATO forces?
Well, we don't know how many have been through it. I mean, the U.S. military won't even acknowledge that it exists. There are currently 800 prisoners in Parwan. All I can give you is the statistics. We talked to roughly 20 who had been sent to Parwan in the period of the Obama administration, and nine of those had been through this secretive facility. I think what's going on here is that the U.S. military is using an Army field manual, which is the rule book that guides what they're allowed to do and what they're not during interrogations. And it's a version of the Army field manual that was amended under President Bush. And it has a really controversial section of it called Appendix M, which actually spells out that the interrogators are allowed to do some of these things. They are allowed to isolate prisoners for very prolonged periods, that sleep deprivation is allowed within some limits, and indeed that they're also allowed to take away the prisoner's vision and hearing by the use of goggles, and earphones. So these things, you know, this Appendix M argues that these things are all compliant with the Geneva Convention, the Detainee Treatment Act, and other parts of U.S. and international law. But human rights organizations would disagree with that.
Hillary Anderson, BBC investigative reporter, joined us earlier. Her report on her visit to the detention facility in Parwan and allegations and accounts of that other secret facility can be seen at the BBC website. You can link to that on thetakeaway.org. Coming up, allegations that the Obama administration and the Afghan government of Hamid Karzai are all smiles these days. A challenging visit to Washington for President Karzai. Coming up.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.